Blog Talk Radio.
Ere you left your room this morning,
did you think to pray
in the name of Christ our Savior? Did you sue for loving favor as a shield to?
Quick yes or no so that I know what I'm doing here. Hello? Can you hear me? Somebody, I'm talking. Can you guys hear me? I am talking, believe it or not. I am speaking. Oh, thank goodness. Thank you, Carolyn. Wonderful, wonderful. Good deal. then we're all set. Thank heaven. Now, when I wrote up my little blurby for the show today, I promised half would be Elvis, because everybody just loves Elvis gospel. You know, and I'm not going to do an Elvis, complete Elvis gospel every Sunday, but yeah, we can play more Elvis gospel than I have been doing the past couple months. So this is going to be an Elvis gospel song. It said, I'm going to walk upstairs.
Yeah, also WW0382, take two.
A little different, y'all. Otherwise, I'll just blend right in.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rolling.
Thank you.
Rosetta was real good at doing that. Man, that lady was something amazing. That was a miracle from God. She certainly was. My goodness. And she played her own guitar. And she sang what she wanted to sing. Doesn't matter where she was, she sang gospel. I think that's beautiful. We should all have such courage. And it didn't take courage for her. It's just what she did. And it was fantastic. Well, you know what, guys? I have a prayer that I have to send up. One of our friends who is listening has hurt her hand and arm yesterday morning, and she's having a tough time right now. So we're going to pray of that injury, okay? So if you'll just join me in this right now, and we can ask for this healing for this lady that we all love. Dear Lord God, we bring to you now one of our dear friends. You know who she is. She hurt herself yesterday morning, her hand, and it is in a sling right now. We know that it could be much more serious, Lord, but we know that if you touch her, it's going to be fine, and it will be fine quickly. Now, sometimes this precious woman has a problem healing, and we pray, Lord, that this time you're going to touch her, and it's going to heal quickly, completely, and her pain will be gone before she knows it, because you can do that, Lord, and all we have to do is believe it. All we have to do is believe it, ask for it, and it shall be done. Like Jesus giving sight to the blind man, or just holding his hand out to the lame beggar and saying, rise and walk. And he did it because he believed that Jesus said he could. The kind of healing we're asking for this precious woman right now, Lord, that you would just tell her, I've touched you, daughter. Your pain's gone. Your injury is healed. You're fine. Just get up and do what you want to, because you can. And we know that this is possible, Lord, because you have told us this is possible. We ask this healing on her. She's had so many problems recently. Please take this problem from her so that she doesn't have to think about it anymore. Thank you so much, dear Father. Thank you, because we know that once we ask for it, we believe it, it is accomplished. It is done, just like the beggar getting up and walking. And the blind man restored immediately. This precious woman's pain will be gone. Thank you, dear Lord God. It doesn't matter how she hurt. It doesn't matter how bad it is. It doesn't matter, because you can heal it. All you have to do is say you're healed. You don't even have to touch her, Lord God. All you have to do is say, it's done. You're healed. Believe it, and you have it. That works. So thank you, dear Lord God. Thank you for the answer to this prayer. Thank you for healing this precious lady and making her whole. Put happiness in her heart and happiness in her mind for her to know that she is God's daughter and God has her in his arms. Jesus only has to touch her. The healing is done. Thank you, dear Jesus, very much, Lord God. And in your name, dear Lord, we pray. All right, guys, here we go. We've got Elvis one more time. Here we are. I've got confidence.
We're rolling. Let's be take one.
Two choruses both times, fellas. Okay.
Thank you.
someone on that way. Okay, here we go.
In one.
When trouble is in my way, I can't tell my night from day. I'm tossed from side to side, like a ship on a raging tide. I don't worry and I don't fret, God has never failed me yet. Trouble's coming from time to time, but that's alright, I'm not the worrying kind. Because I got confidence in him, God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, He's gonna fix it for me. I got confidence, God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know He's gonna fix it for me. Job was sick oh so long, till the flesh fell from his bone. His wife, his cattle and children, everything they had was gone. But Job in his despair, he knows that God still cares. Sleepless days and sleepless nights, Job said, honey, that's alright, because I got confidence, God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, God will be gonna fix it for me. And God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know He's gonna fix it for me. Some folks wonder how I smile, even though I'm going through trials. How can I have a song when everything is going wrong? I don't worry and I don't fret, God has never failed me yet. Trouble's coming from time to time, but that's alright, I'm not the worrying kind. Because I've got confidence, God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know He's gonna fix it for me.
All right, and I was asked a question about Didn't It Rain that we just heard Rosetta Tharpe do. And it was released by her in 1947, and was originally written in 1990, but didn't get the tradition. Daniel Littleton's name has been connected to it, but that was much later. So he probably did a later arrangement of it. But she released it in 1947, so it was before that. And who knows? When you hit something that says traditional, it takes a while to dig it out, and I simply don't have the time right now. I Googled it. I know as much as I do at this point in time. So there we go. And that's okay. We don't have to know everything about everything. It's all right. So, I am going to do, now this is a fun one. I have yet to decide whether this is gospel or not, but I like it, so I'm going to play it, and we're going to pretend. By J.D. and the Stamps, Daddy Sang Bass.
When I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land dirt. We'd get together in a family circle singing loud.
Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there. Singing seems to have a troubled soul.
One of these
sing bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there. Singing seems to help the troubled soul.
One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a happy song. I'm going to join the family circle at the door. Oh, no, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by.
Dad will sing bass.
Mama sang tonight.
Me and little brother will join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Man. And you end up with, do you really want to disconnect? And it's, no, don't do that. Don't do that. We don't want to disconnect. You kind of wonder, what the hey is this ding-dong computer doing to me? But that's all right. That's all right. And before I get any farther, just because I was looking and I have it up in front of me, I'm gonna play my version of No One Stands Alone.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness as black could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, the king I may live in a palace so tall with great riches to call my own, but I don't know a thing in this whole wide world that's worse than being alone. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands alone. Take my hand,
you know, just once in a while you gotta let it all out. So there you go. I love that song too. All right, Elvis, I believe in the man in the sky.
LWW0375, take one.
At ease.
The steps that lead me.
Put this up where we can see it.
Still rolling.
The steps that lead to any church form a stairway to a star. They're part of God and should be trod. More often than they are.
I believe in the man in the sky.
The man in the sky.
I believe with his help I'll get by. My footsteps may falter. My eyes may grow dim, but he's my Gibraltar. I'm trusting in him. Though a sparrow is all I may be, on me he will still keep an eye. Yes, I'm seeing him say. I believe in the man in the sky.
Gilly, I saw the light.
I wander so aimless, I feel with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. And narrow
man, you can't beat stuff like that. Fashion kind of music. Or how they used to do it on that movie, Oh Brother Where Art Thou, the old timey stuff. Yeah, we like the old timey stuff. The moving old timey stuff. Alright, this kinda counts as Elvis because you can hear him singing. This is a Million Dollar Quartet. I shall not be moved.
We're gonna cut the Black Brothers out and stay the song.
They have had it. You've heard the statement. Oh boy, they're fantastic. That's something they've done. You're going to hold them.
Hey, Chief.
Yeah. That's correct. Jake has his foot in my
seat.
That's good. That's good.
I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved.
Belonged to me,
and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before us, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and I noticed that many times along the path of life, there was only one set of footprints. I also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in my life, and this really bothered me, so I questioned the Lord about it. One set of footprints in the sand. Lord, you promised me you'd hold my hand. Tell me why in the troubled time I look back and only find one set of footprints in the sand. You said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I've noticed during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why in times when I needed you most, you should leave me. And the Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you, and I would never, never leave you during your times of trial and suffering. When you saw only one set of footprints in the sand, it was then that I was carrying you. One set of footprints in the sand. Oh yes, at last I understand.
And I just got off the phone with the DNA specialist out of Arizona. He says he believes Eliza is Elvis's half-sister and that Elvis is still alive. He says the proof is there. DNA evidence doesn't lie. In the studio, Lauren Lee, Fox 13 News.
Victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. May
said, long black train.
All right. I've got one here that I like because it reminds us to think about what we're doing. Red Sovine. And this song kind of tells me, are you being genuine? Or are you faking it? This is called If Jesus Came to Your House.
If Jesus came to your house, I wonder what you'd do. Yes, if Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpected, just dropped in on you, oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest. And all the food you'd serve to him would be the very best. And you would keep assuring him you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your home is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in? Or hide some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been? Would you turn the radio off and hope he hadn't heard, and wish you hadn't uttered that last loud, hasty word? And would you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about? And I wonder, if the Savior spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? And would your family conversation keep up its usual pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books you read? And let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? And would you take Jesus with you everywhere you'd plan to go? Or maybe, would you change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet your very closest friends? Or hope that they would stay away until his visit ends? And would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last was gone? Oh, it might be interesting to know the things that you would do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you.
All right. Makes you think, doesn't it? Does make you think. And while you're thinking about that, think on this point. All that rushing around wouldn't do you any good. You can't hide anything, because Jesus already knows all that stuff. He knows what books you read. He knows what you think about. He knows the TV shows you watch. He knows what you're wearing. If you run around and change all that stuff, you're just putting on airs. You're trying to hide something. You can't hide things from him. He knows already everything you're thinking and doing. So, wouldn't it be better to just do what you think he would like you to do to begin with? Now, we all don't do that. We don't do that every minute of every day. It's just not human. We're human. God made us human. He knows we don't act and think and do what he would like to see us act and think and do every minute of every day. He accepts us for what we are. And as long as we're not doing anything that's unacceptable in his sight, I mean, you know, don't have the big bad girly magazines laying around. Don't have the nasty books. Don't be doing garbage. Don't be watching porno TV or have those sites up on your computer. You know, he knows you do that stuff if you do. You can't hide it from him. It's better just not to do it in the first place. Then you don't have to worry about it. Keep your Bible out on that coffee table anyway. It's okay. You could be led to open it. That's not a bad thing. I keep mine right here by my desk. It's here all the time. You gotta think on what you do every day and do what Jesus would have you do. See, the point of him being here was to show us how we should live. And as long as we're trying, that's all God expects of us, to sincerely try. He expects us to fall down on our face, break our nose, skin our feet, and all this other stuff, quite regularly, as a matter of fact. But if we're trying to be what Jesus showed us to be, that's the important part. That's the important part. It's fantastic, and he rejoices in that. Times we don't do it, he says, my child, that's okay. You blew it. You fell on your face. Well, get back up and try again. You can do better next time. It's okay. And so we get up and try again. And not only is that the way the Lord treats us, that's how we should treat our children as well. As long as they're trying, be forgiven and show them. That's all. It's not that hard. It's really not. Give it a shot. See what happens. You know, just give it a shot. Okay. Here's Elvis. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you've heard about Joshua. He was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until the work was done. God knows that Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about your men of Saul. There's no like good Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow them around, the Joshua cried, cause the battle I'm in my hand. God knows that Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul. There's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. They tell my great God that Joshua's spear was well nigh 12 feet long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. He had bold and brave, he stood salvation in his hand. Oh, blow them around, the Joshua cried, cause the devil can't do you no harm. God knows that Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Then up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Don't blow them around, the Joshua cried, called to battle them in my hand. Then the lamb round sheep horns began to blow, the trumpets began to sound. Oh, Joshua shouted glory, and the walls come tumbling down. The God knows, and Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Down, 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 tumbling down.
love it, love it, love it. That kind of picks you up and lets you know how fantastic would that be to see Jericho walking around the city walls, blowing his horn, blowing his trumpet, whatever it was. And you can see those stones start to crumble. Would that just be something cool? I'd love that. That would be fantastic to see. And if I recall quite a few years ago now, they actually found where Jericho was. Now, they can't speak to the veracity of this story, but it's in the Bible, so, you know. The walls probably did come tumbling down, but God may have used a little more than Jacob's trumpet. I mean, Joshua's trumpet, you know. He could have had a little help from lightning strikes, or we don't know. We weren't there. So we go by what the Bible says. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, blowing his trumpet, walking around the walls. Maybe his trumpet called down lightning, blew the walls apart. We don't know. We weren't. They did find Jericho, and they did find crumbled ruins of the walls. So that's something to think on. That is something to think on. All right. I've got the Oak Ridge Boys. Jesus is coming.
Homeward.